work to do!
Everybody is trying to get seen by anybody. I want to ask yourself the question, why do you do what you do? Is it to be seen? Is it to be liked? What is it that has you pushing so hard? Is it to be seen? Or is it to be fulfilled? Are you fighting for a moment? Are you fighting for a purpose? I think that we shouldn't just focus on what we're doing, but we should focus on why we're doing it. Why do I care so much? Who am I trying to impress? You will discover over the course of your life that when you do this thing because you're called to do it, then you just get it done. And it doesn't matter what anybody says. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks. I'm doing this thing because I'm called to do it. Are we seeing what I'm saying? We care so much about what people think, how they feel about our actions and our motives. But let's be honest, a lot of what we do is for the attention of everybody. I'm thinking to myself, when are we going to do this thing? Because we're just called to do it. I just need you to stop and ask the question, why are you doing what you do? That's the question in this moment. I don't mean to impress you. Are we understanding this? People can tell when you're not called to do something. You're just doing it. When it's plastic, when it's fake, when it's phony, when it's unauthentic. We create for attention. We build for attention. To attract somebody for our own gain. I think that it would be so beautiful, so elegant, so sophisticated, so terribly significant if we will start to create, to build, to collab, to be a life-giving force to help somebody. So just work harder and get out of this people-pleasing mentality. There's too many of you that are so wrapped up in agreement with people that are not serving your vision. Many of you listening to me are suffering from anxiety and stress and overwhelm. You're checked out. You're about to burn out and tap out and drop out. It's all because you are infected with the disease of people-pleasing. Trust me, I get it. A lot of what we do is to serve people, is to help people, to empower people. I get it. But you've got to get so in love with what you've been called to do, your design, your distinctives, what sets you apart, that you'll do this thing, even if nobody celebrates you, if nobody understands it, if nobody invests in it, if nobody sees it. If nobody wants to collab.
Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to worry about site performance and security? With Kinsta.com, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Founded in 2013, Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting service offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, or running a digital agency, Kinsta provides enterprise-grade security and is one of the few hosting providers for WordPress that guarantee your website's highest level of security. Hence, customers can experience up to 200% faster sites when they move to Kinsta. They even have a user-friendly custom dashboard called My Kinsta that makes managing your website easy and efficient. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, plus a 24/7 human-only support, switching to Kinsta is seamlessly stress-free with zero downtime. Are you ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited-time offer for new customers on select plans. Kinsta.com. Get started for free today.
Collaborate with you your first year of releasing what it is that you've been called to release or writing or building or creating. If it's just you, will you keep working? And this is all I want to ask you today. Will you keep working? Will you work harder? Will you work smarter? Even if nobody understands it, sees it, celebrates it, likes it, shares it, will you keep going? Are you wrapped up? Are you intoxicated? And so if you're listening to me, you're struggling with feelings of low self-esteem. If you have a hard time saying, I know. If you're consistently the type of person that apologizes for everything you do. If you neglect your own needs or take blame for something somebody else did. If you pretend to agree with everybody to avoid conflict, then you may be infected with the disease of people pleasing. People pleasing is a type of disorder. People that want to please people. People that need attention. People that need to be supported and loved and appreciated. If you don't love you first and believe first, nobody else is going to believe. At the root of all these symptoms is this desire for attention. Here's my truth. You can listen to me or not listen to me. I'm going to release what's inside of me. I'm going to release my brilliance. I'm going to build it. I'm going to create it. I'm going to release it. I'm going to give it to the world. And so whoever's going to listen to me is going to listen to me. Whoever's going to support it will support it. Whoever's going to invest will invest. Whoever's going to hire me will hire me. But I'm not doing this thing just for the attention. Stop doing this for the collaboration. Stop doing this for the attention. Stop doing everything with a motive that's not life-giving and life-transforming. If you just want to be seen. I see people all the time. You see people all the time posting. You know, posting. Look at me. Look where I'm at. Why did you go on vacation so that you could get some rest? So that you can recharge, recalibrate, realign, reimagine? Or did you go on vacation so you could show off? Did you go on vacation to try to impress? Put your head down and get the job done. Not because you want attention, but because you're called to be a finisher. If we're going to break out, break free from the fetters of people pleasing, then we've got to learn how to establish some boundaries. And it's important to know our limitations, and we need to be able to communicate those limitations. That I've got some guardrails, I've got some parameters, I'm only going to go so far. I need to have some priorities established. I've got to have some goals set. I've got to have some positive self-talk. I need some positive self-awareness. People that are not focused on people, but they're focused on their calling, they've got a positive self-awareness. They've got positive self-esteem. They've got powerful self-control. They walk in a measure of mastery with self-awareness, self-esteem, self-control, self-motivation, self-expectancy, self-image, self-direction, self-discipline, self-projection. Like, what do I believe? What am I expecting? Whatever it is you've been called to read or write or build or create, some of you are in the process of transforming your body. Some of you are in the process of elevating your mindset, establishing new relationships. Do this because you're called to do it, not because you need attention. Just do the work. Push harder. Reach farther. Run faster. Be the anomaly. Be the one who can step into a room and shift the atmosphere with a confidence and a resilience and a grit because you put the work in. When nobody was paying attention, you paid the price. And it didn't matter who understood, it didn't matter who appreciated, it didn't matter who supported, liked, shared. It doesn't matter. You did it because you're called to do it. Put the work in.